Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar states, partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Preparations in full swing for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Six killed after being run over by a train at Chunar railway station in Uttar Pradesh's Mirzapur this morning. Guru Nanak Jayanti and Dev Deepavali being celebrated across the country today. And 66 people killed in Philippines as Typhoon Kalmagi wreaks havoc. And now, the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that the partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar added that India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains, and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy, and space. The External Affairs Minister mentioned that as two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative has the potential to advance contributions.
Our partnership that has deepened so much in the last few decades has greater value than ever before. It serves to enhance strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific and contribute to the economic one at a global level. Maintaining a free and open Indo-Pacific is a stronger imperative, but also a more complex challenge. Our bilateral relationship responds to the changing global scenario, and that is reflected in the deepening of cooperation across multiple domains.
In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the first phase of assembly elections in 121 constituencies spread across 18 districts. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. The assembly segments of 18 districts including Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Sivan, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur will go to polls tomorrow. To monitor the polling process, webcasting will be done from all 45,341 polling stations. Along with the state police, central armed paramilitary forces have been deployed at all polling stations. To promote women empowerment, 926 all-women managed booths have been set up along with 107 Divyang personnel managed booths. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. However, due to security considerations, polling time has been curtailed to 5 p.m. in Simri, Bakhtiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur, and in 56 polling booths of Suryagarh Assembly segment. More from a correspondent.
From the NDA, JDU is contesting the highest number of 57 seats, followed by BJP on 48, LJP Rambilas on 14, and Rashtriya Lok Morcha is contesting on 2 seats. In the Mahagathbandhan, RJD has fielded highest number of 73 candidates, followed by 24 from Congress and 14 from CPI-ML. In the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, the political fortunes of several prominent political figures, including Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, will be decided. They are contesting on BJP ticket. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Our correspondent from Vaishali district reports that key constituencies like Raghupur, Mahnar and Mahua are set for a tough contest between the ruling NDA and the Mahagathbandhan.
All 8 assembly segments of Vaishali district will go to the polls tomorrow in the first phase. The constituencies include Raghupur, Mahua, Mahanar, Rajapakar, Vaishali and Hajipur. In Raghupur, RJD's senior leader and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, who is a two-time MLA, is seeking a third consecutive win. The BJP has fielded former MLA Satish Kumar against him from the Raghupur seat. The Mahua constituency of the district is also witnessing a triangular contest contest among Tej Pratap Yadav of Janashakti Janata Dal, sitting RJD MLA Mukesh Kumar Roshan and Sanjay Kumar Singh of LJPR. Under International Election Visitors Program 2025, participants from various countries are also going to witness polling in some polling booths in Vaishali district. In Vaishali district, the BJP is contesting on 4 seats, JDU on 3 and LJPR on 1 constituency. On the other hand, the Mahagathbandhan has fielded 9 candidates for 8 seats, with RJD contesting 7 and CPI and Congress 1 each, owing to a friendly fight on the Rajapakar seat. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Raghupur.
Our correspondent from Munger district reports that this time from NDA, BJP is contesting on 2 seats, while JDU is contesting on 1. From Mahagathbandhan, RJD is fighting on 2 seats, while its new ally, Indian Inclusive Party, IIP, is fighting on 1.
Munger district has 3 assembly constituencies, Munger, Jamalpur and Tarapur. This time from NDA, BJP is contesting on 2 seats, while the JDU is contesting on 1. From Mahagathbandhan, RJD is fighting on 2 seats, while its new ally, Indian Inclusive Party, IIP, is fighting on 1. From Jamalpur, son of former MP Brahmanand Mandal, Nachiketa, is contesting as JDU nominee. From Mahagathbandhan, IIP has fielded Narendra Kumar. In Tarapur, Deputy Chief Minister and BJP candidate Samrat Chaudhary bets his political capital on a constituency which was held by the JDU for over a decade. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Munger.
The GST Bachat Utsav started on the 22nd of September this year with the reduction of GST on many items benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Nagaland.
The recent GST reforms mark a crucial step towards strengthening Nagaland's economy by rationalizing tax rates across multiple industries. The tourism sector in Nagaland, covering tour operations, hotels and homestays, is poised to benefit from the GST reform, making hotel accommodations more affordable and supporting wider tourism growth statewide. The new GST reforms have brewed fresh opportunities for Nagaland coffee, with rates on roasted beans reduced from 12% to 5% and on coffee extracts from 18% to 5%. The reduction is expected to lower overall costs by 6.25% to 11%, making Nagaland coffee more price competitive and profitable for growers and MSMEs. The reforms have brought a transformative opportunity for inclusive development, empowering artisans, farmers and micro-enterprises, positioning Nagaland as a culturally rooted growing center for trade and tourism. With Shivang Misra, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. 6 pilgrims lost their lives after being hit by the Kalka Howrah mail train while crossing the railway track at Chunar railway station in Mirzapur, Uttar Pradesh this morning. District Magistrate Pavan Kumar Gangwar informed that the Gomo Prayagraj Bhardawa passenger train carrying pilgrims for Kartik Purnima Holi Bath arrived at platform number 4 around 9:15 a.m. from Sonbhadra. Instead of alighting on platform number 4, they stepped down on the opposite side and attempted to cross the tracks to reach platform number 3 when they were hit by the passing Kalka mail train. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Union Minister and local MP Anupriya Patel expressed condolences over the incident and directed district officials to reach the spot immediately, expedite relief work and ensure proper treatment for the injured. The GST Bachat, the 556th Prakash Guru Parab of the founder of Sikhism, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, is being celebrated with religious fervour. Born at Rai Bhoi Ki Talwandi, now known as Nankana Sahib in Lahore, on the full moon day in the month of Kartik in 1469, he was a great spiritual teacher who dedicated his life to teaching people about the oneness of God and the importance of living an honest, kind and helpful life. His teachings went against the social problems of his time, like the caste system, and emphasized that all human beings are equal.
In Punjab, a large number of devotees are paying obeisance at Gurdwaras across the street. Gurdwara Ber Sahib at Sultanpur Lodhi, where Guruji attained enlightenment after meditating under a jujubi tree for 14 years, 9 months and 13 days, and Sri Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple in Amritsar are beautifully decorated. Devotees started visiting the holy places from India and abroad since early morning. Langars are being served in Gurdwaras and across the street, and recitation of Gurbani Kirtan is going on. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "This occasion inspires all to adopt the ideals and values of Guru Nanak Dev and guides all towards building a better society." In his social media post, the Prime Minister has wished that the divine occasion connected to Indian culture and spirituality brings happiness, peace, health and prosperity to everyone. The holy city of Varanasi is all set to celebrate Dev Deepavali, also known as the Festival of Lights, today. A report.
Dev Deepavali symbolizes the triumph of light over darkness. Lakhs of diyas will illuminate the riverfront. Dev Deepavali means the Diwali of the gods. It is celebrated on Kartik Purnima on full moon night, 15 days after Diwali. According to belief of devotees, it marks the day when the gods descend to earth to bathe in the sacred river Ganga. On this night, Varanasi truly becomes Kashi, the city of light, as numerous diyas sent a glowing message of welcome to the gods, while fascinating every soul who witnesses this union of faith and beauty. Rows of earthen lamps will line the ghats, temples, rooftops and even float upon the river Ganga, turning it into a shimmering galaxy of light. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Today marks the sacred occasion of Ras Purnima, celebrated with great devotion and enthusiasm across West Bengal. Ras Jatrai Utsavs are being organized at several prominent locations, including Navadweep, Mayapur and Shantipur in Nodia district, the Madan Mohan Mandir in Kuch Bihar district, and the Shyam Sundar Mandir and Kashipur Rajbari in North 24 Parganas district. In Philippines, at least 66 people have been killed while hundreds of thousands fled their homes as one of the strongest typhoons this year ripped through the country. The typhoon Kalmege, locally named Tino, has weakened since making landfall early yesterday, but has continued to bring winds of more than 130 km per hour. The country's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council estimated the 49 of the reported fatalities were from Cebu, most of them due to fallen debris, landslides and flooding on the account of rain. Typhoon Kalmage is forecast to move on to Vietnam, which is already seeing record-breaking rainfall. Zohran Mamdani, the Democrat candidate, has secured victory in New York City's mayoral race. He defeated independent candidate Andrew Cuomo today. With this win, Mamdani has become the city's first Muslim and youngest mayor in generations. He will take charge as the New York City mayor on 1st of January 2026. Meanwhile, on the eve of voting, U.S. President Donald Trump had denounced Mamdani as a communist candidate on a social media platform. He had warned that federal funding for the New York City could be reduced if he were elected. And in football, two fixtures will be played in the ongoing AIFF Super Cup 2025-26 today. Mohammedan Sporting Club will take on Gokulam Kerala FC at 4:30 p.m. in GMC Bambolim Stadium, Goa. In the second game of the day, Punjab FC will be against Bengaluru FC at 7:30 p.m. in Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, Fatorda, Goa. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar states, partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Preparations in full swing for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Six killed after being run over by a train at Chunar railway station in Uttar Pradesh's Mirzapur this morning. Guru Nanak Jayanti and Dev Deepavali being celebrated across the country today. And 66 people killed in Philippines as Typhoon Kalmege wreaks havoc. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and News on EIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.